Part 7, Indra Defeated. Shukadeva Goswami continued. Their minds thus pacified by Lord Krishna, the residents of Vrindavan all entered beneath the hill, and there they found ample room for themselves, along with their cows, wagons, servants, and priests, and for all other members of the community as well. Lord Krishna, forgetting hunger and thirst, and putting aside all considerations of personal pleasure, stood there holding up the hill for 7 days. As the people of Vraja gazed upon him, Indra observed this exhibition of Lord Krishna's mystic power, and he became most astonished. Pulled down from his platform of false pride, and his intentions thwarted, Indra ordered his clouds to desist. Seeing that fierce wind and rain had now ceased, the sky had become clear of rain clouds, and the sun risen. Lord Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, spoke to the cowherder community as follows. My dear cowherder men, please go out with your wives, children, and possessions. Give up your fear. The wind and rain have stopped. The river's high waves have now subsided. Shukadeva Goswami continued. After collecting their respective cows and loading their paraphernalia into their wagons, the cowherder men went out. The women and children and elderly persons gradually followed them, while all living creatures looked on. The Supreme Personality of Godhead put down the hill in its original place, just as it had stood before. All the residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and they came forward and greeted Sri Krishna according to their individual relationships with him. Some embracing him, others bowing down to him, and so forth. The cowherder men and women presented water mixed with yogurt and unbroken barleycorns as a token of honor. They showed auspicious benedictions upon Krishna. Mother Yashoda, Mother Rohini, Nanda Maharaj, and Balaram, who is the greatest of the strong, all embraced Krishna. Overwhelmed with affection, they offered him their blessings. Meanwhile, in the heavens, all the demigods, including the Siddhas, Sadhyas, Gandharvas, and Charanas, sang the praises of Lord Krishna and showered down flowers in great satisfaction. My dear Parikshit, the demigods in heaven resoundingly played their conchels and kettle drums, and the best of Gandharvas, led by Tumburu, began to sing. Surrounded by his loving cowherder boyfriends and Lord Balaram, Krishna then went off to the place where he had been tending his cows previously. The cowherder girls returned to their homes singing joyfully about the lifting of Govardhana Hill and other glorious deeds performed by their Lord Krishna, who had so deeply touched their hearts.